It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Folks are funny, man. So Butt Side Horse sends this, and it's hilarious to me. This discussion is hilarious to me. I'm one of the few people in the world who absolutely loves getting their teeth cleaned. In fact, I wish insurance would cover it to happen once a month. But are you okay? Are you okay? Bud needs a hug. When y'all see Bud and Lincoln today, give him a hug. Give Bud a hug, because Bud's gone through some things. I think Bud's done some thespian work, right? So I'm pretty sure he's done Little Shop of Horrors. He is the Bill Murray character from Little Shop of Horrors.
I just can't imagine liking. I mean, I get it. It's kind of like when I give my dog a bath, I guess. He hates the bath, but when he gets out, he's pretty happy. But, you know, so if you like the feeling of your clean teeth, I can understand that. But I don't understand liking somebody sticking their hand in your mouth for half an hour.
It's not even the hand in the mouth. It's all the stuff that comes. First of all, I mean, it's metal, pointed metal, and varying degrees of pointed metal, going to different depths. And it's all the other stuff that goes with it. And there's a matter of trust, right, that you have to have with your dentist and their staff. And again, shout out to the Williamsburg Dental people, because they take care of you. I had a bad experience, and it just, like, it was terrible. And so much so that I didn't go to the dentist for like 6 years. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you know, Becky was just like, okay, we just have to, like, you're stronger than that. Like, you can't be beat by dental work. You have to get this done. And then I explained to her that culturally, there's some things that culturally, there are black parts of the black community that just don't trust doctors, period. So, you know, it's like, well, now, what are they going to do? They're just going to hurt me and take my money. Like, there are other ways I can find people to hurt me and take my money and enjoy it. Enjoy it a whole lot more than going to the dentist. But I'm that way about doctors in general. Quite frankly, you know, they're necessary, but it's a necessary evil in my mind, right? Like, okay, if I go, like, I've torn my bicep, I have to go to the doctor. Like, I have to. But for basic things, regular checkups and that sort of thing, I don't want to. No, you're going to give me meds I don't want to take. It's going to make me feel worse. Like, I'm going to feel bad. The doctor hasn't gone through in a Bach, listen. You are so healthy. You are so on top of taking care of your body. Your body is a perfect machine. You are in perfect shape. You are working out the perfect amount. You're eating the perfect diet. Do not come back for 2 years. That is how that. No, that's not what doctors do. That's not what doctors do. Doctors, Bach, what is this extra hair you have? This could be dangerous. Let me investigate. And you just go, oh no, you're going to find something. You're going to find something else, aren't you? Yes. Yes, because that's where the money is. There's no money in deeming you healthy, sir. I get no bonuses if I do not prescribe you something. You leave here, you're leaving with something. There's got to be a thing. So it becomes the whole thing. You just have to figure out what you're going to do. I had an interesting evening with Harrison Arns last night. And the late night programming is shaping itself. So we will probably have almost a complete lineup next week. Looking forward to that. But at night, the conversations go down. We go down several different rabbit holes at night. It's late night, bro. Like it, anything can happen. And we really, Bach, how old are you?
35.
And you were a bachelor for a while, so you did instant meals.
Sure, right? Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? Were you an adult pre or post microwave?
What do you mean by that? I've always had a microwave.
You've always had a microwave.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So there are some of us who were old enough to have not existed in a microwave world.
Right, yeah.
Right? That we existed where... But there's a thing, right? That there used to be these meals in a bag. Meals in a bag.
Like that the army gives out or
like Stouffer's.
Okay.
But you had to put the bags, you would freeze them. And then you would boil water and put the bags in the water. Mm. And it would heat up what was in the bag. And then you would take the bag and you would cut the bag. And sometimes it was Salisbury steak. Sometimes it was chicken a la king, as Dan Swanson said. Yeah, he pointed out to me. Yeah, chicken a la king was the king because the chicken a la king had two bags, one with rice and one with the topping. But you would put them both in the water, and then when it came out, you cut them and pour them on the plate and you'd eat it. But there's an item in one of these bags called creamed chipped. Creamed chip beef. Are you familiar with this?
I do not. I don't know if I've had that.
It was a part of this thing, right? And these bags of food would cost 99 cents, right? And what you would do is you toast bread, put the bread on plate, you'd heat up the cream chip beef, and you pour it over the bread. This falls in line. Yeah, I can't repeat that, but the text called it a thing on the shingle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There were different meals that we had. We also had these really thin 99-cent pizzas. And these were cardboard pizzas. Right? Tommy says, yep, oh boy, cream chip beef, that's my army breakfast. I don't know what cream chip beef is.
I'm just looking at images of it. I've never seen this
I thought this was like a Midwest thing. And so I asked Harrison, and Harrison said, no, he didn't know what it was. But this fell in line with the instant dinners, frozen dinners. Like if you weren't going to do the traditional TV dinners, Swanson TV dinners, then what they started to do was put these in a bag. Salisbury steak, I remember, right? Meatloaf. There's a whole thing, like a whole section. And it'd come in these little boxes, right? And that was kind of your get by meal. And it same sort of section, right? I knew this was going to be the reaction. I knew this was going to be the text reaction. Because depending on your pocket of the country, these meals and how long you were single and how old you were, right? The pizzas, these thin pizzas were terrible, 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 but extremely popular because bachelor, again, not really having money, like a lot of money. These things were affordable. They were cheap. So, hey, this is a thing. And then Bach, as a bachelor, did you ever buy a bag of burritos? Bag of frozen burritos.
That's a very popular. I would never really did. I might have maybe once, but I was never too into those for some reason. I do like those Totino's pizzas, if that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes.
I actually like those ones.
Right?
You're right. The quality might not be the highest, but.
Convenience.
Yeah.
Right? Convenience. Right? And then Harrison, I said a thing that he did. He's like, he just looked at me. And I said, well, my go-to in college and after college was a Steakums. Are you familiar with Steakums?
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, Steakums was thinly shaved slices of steak, frozen, that would come in a package. You could get 8, 16, 24, right? Depending on how you, and then you would take, they would separate them. You take your portion, throw it in the frying pan, right? Cook it. Slice the cheese over top, right? If you were bougie, you had steak rolls. So you'd make your own hoagie. You make your own steak cheese sandwich. If you were poor, you just put it on white bread, right? Right? But Steakums was the top tier, like it's the top shelf of thinly shaved steak because there are stores who sold and it would just be steak sandwich meat.
Yeah.
Like it's like kind of the cola and soda, right? Yeah. You just, the places where you get the straight can, it's just a white can that says cola. Yes. Like it's not branded. Yeah. Well, Steakums was top tier. Now, there was a stretch of my Steakums was everything, bro. I was living well when I had Steakums, Velveeta cheese, you know, the big blocks.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Right? You slice that cheese on top of the steak, and you had a Philly cheesesteak.
That, like, that was your go-to cheap meal.
Oh, bro, because you could get, I think, the pack of 16, which 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, every payday. But it was like $4, $4.99, right? Which was more than any steak sandwich you could get anywhere, right? Corey and Lincoln says Charles Quick Steak is now the higher version of Steakums. Do they still sell Steakums?
I don't know. I didn't recognize the brand, but I know what you're talking about.
Can I tell you, if Becky fed me an entire week of Steakums steak sandwiches, listen. I would clean every room.
You want one right now.
I would clean.
You're ready for a steak.
I would clean everyone. Adam says, Tostitos pizza, a.k.a. cardboard and ketchup, was so good back in the day. Convenience. And you actually had to put them in the oven. Like pre-microwave, right? And when microwaves first came through, they had to change the pizzas to make them microwavable. Mm. Right? All of these things, right? Big B says they've been rebranded and I think they're way better. No, don't force me to go get some. Listen. Steakums is basically cream chip beef without the cream. No lie. I cannot disagree. Scott Minnesota says, I still use boiling a bag of rice. Yeah, there's convenience. Right? Right?
Oh, he's talking ramen.
Right, but ramen has its own. Ramen has its own universe because now they figured out how to upsell ramen and call it cuisine mainly by whatever sauce you put on it. Yeah. Right. But you could get a case of ramen, which was like 24 different bags of ramen for like $1.99.
Yeah, yeah, cheap.
Right? So poor college student, I'm all in. Like, there's certain times when I don't have the time to cook. I don't have. Okay, so these are all the convenience meals, which led to me going from being in athletic shape to not athletic shape. I'm fully conceding that some of my food choices led to the fact that I am now a chubby boy, but it still exists. So we'll get to the text line more one-on-one with DP and Bob.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.